Hi, I'm Christian.
And I'm Angela, and we are married
and bored.
It's day four. You are on Thursday. You're almost to the end of the week. And you're hanging with us for episode four of the holiday special.
And if you're not listening on Thursday, you hope it is.
Yes. I mean, you can listen to this episode anytime you want. I didn't mean to exclude people.
No, I know what you mean.
All right. Well, we are back, and in an effort to make all these games a little bit different,
yeah,
we are going to be recommending another gift for people in your life this mm-hmm. holiday season, mm-hmm. and it's different than all the other ones mm-hmm. we've talked about. Just to recap, we've talked about chicken.
Okay.
We've talked about the search for games.
Yes.
And
where is it?
And then we just talked about yesterday, Fika.
Mm.
I hope you had some coffee. And now we are talking about the one night games, most commonly referred to as one night werewolf, but yeah, there are a lot of iterations of this, like superheroes and vampires and
aliens.
Yeah.
There's a bunch.
So we will be talking about One Night Werewolf, which is, I think when we were just looking into this, it was back in 2014 is when it was made.
Is yeah, this right? this is an oldie, but yeah, a goodie, as we will let you know as we talk about the game. But Angela, do you want to explain if yeah, those who don't know what One Night Werewolf is?
Sure. So One Night Werewolf is a social deduction game. It is for 3 to 10 players. Everyone gets a roll, and at the end of the round, you want to, if you are a werewolf, you want to kill someone in the village. And if you are someone in the village, you want to kill a werewolf. And those are basically the teams. So you have we use an app, or someone could like run it, I guess, and read the script.
That yeah, there is a the script directions that comes with it, but the app is primo.
Mm-hmm. And so you do a series of steps. And that I think that's the nighttime. And then in the day, you openly discuss and accuse and such. It's like mafia, you know?
Yeah, definitely. The goal of the werewolves are to stay alive.
Yes.
And kill the town before they get caught.
Exactly. So this is, as we said, for 3 to 10 players. It takes just a little over 5 minutes, so it's real quick.
Yeah, the app, if you use the app as a part of this game, the app will actually give you a time limit
mm-hmm.
if you want to. I would suggest True. Putting some sort of time limit on it, because some of these arguments and, quote, conversation,
they can become heated.
They could go on forever, really.
Right.
So putting a time limit on it is suggested by Married and Bored, Christian and Angela, that's us.
Trademark.
Just to make it more enjoyable and to yeah, come to a conclusion quicker.
And this is one where you could get the upper elementary and older kids involved.
Sure.
So it's not a hard game to learn at all. It's just a matter of, you know, the bluffing part. Like, can the kid bluff?
Yeah, is your kid a good liar?
Yeah. And if they are, you know, Keep an eye out.
Play this game.
Yeah. So it, like, the accessibility is super, super low bar. Entry to learn, easy. But then it's about, you know, your skills in deducing who people are.
Yeah.
Okay. So why do we love this game, Christian?
I think we love this game because of, for me, it's the player count. If you have, like, that odd number of players. Mm-hmm. Not number odd, but
like, most games don't have a 7-player count.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, we can't play any game with 7. It's like
right,
5. Even some games don't even go to 6 anymore.
Right.
And so having this game push that limit up to 10 is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one because it is quick as well. And it's a fun game to get people riled up.
Yeah, if you are playing this one with the right group, it can be so fun.
Yes.
You don't want to play with anyone that's too cool for school and just, like, won't get into it.
Whatever. I'm the werewolf.
Yeah, whatever. I don't get what's going on. And you don't want to play with anyone who is, like, cannot separate this game from reality and gets way too into it. But, or maybe I shouldn't say gets into it, but like lets the result of the game impact the rest of their day.
Yeah, or even subsequent plays.
Yes.
Last game you said you were the werewolf, but you weren't, so I don't trust you.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
No, this game is about lying.
Yeah, this game is about lying. I like the spooky theme. I know there's different iterations of this game, but I just like the werewolf.
Yeah, the original.
It's cool. You know, the superhero one, our kids have it, mm-hmm. and we've played it, and it's the same game, but I just like the theme of being the werewolf and the villagers better.
Ultimo Man, open your eyes. Okay.
All right, so this one, as we mentioned, has an app, and the app walks you through the night round.
Yeah.
So that's nice that nobody has to have the script in their lap and read while also trying to fulfill their role and also trying to not peek at other people's roles. Is the app absolutely necessary? No. But we find that it also adds a little bit of ambiance to it.
Yeah, and it's highly recommended, especially for new players too. This is the hardest part of the game right here, I think, is that night phase, is when the first couple rounds, people don't really understand what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And and they're like, wait, I was the seer and I didn't do what I was supposed to do. It's like, well, listen to the app. It's not...
It'll tell you exactly what to do.
People come into board games sometimes very overwhelmed.
Right.
They're like, oh my gosh, the rules. No, just listen. All you have to do is follow directions.
Right.
And once that happens after the first couple rounds, all the kinks get flattened out, then you're good to go.
Yeah. And this game can be just many rounds in a row, just because it's 5 to 10 minutes each time.
Yeah. I think with our kids and their friends, we have played it 6 or 7 times in a row.
Just
round after round.
Yep. So speaking of that, it's for, we would say, who's it for? It's for families. It's also for, if you have that right group of friends. We have played this game at a work retreat of yours one time.
And cabins.
So that was all, adults. That wasn't any kids of any age. And we were all having fun.
Yeah.
I think that you have to make sure you have the right group. So maybe your family isn't the right group. You'll have to be the judge of that. but this has the potential to be such a fun, active game. It's interactive. And so it's not like you're learning a bunch of rules, really. You're just kind of sitting down and having, social deduction, so this would be a fun one to have over dessert or whatever after a meal.
Yep.
You do want, it does say 3 to 10. I don't know. I would say 5 to 10.
Yeah. We try to play this with 4 and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it works in quotes, but to get a fuller experience, you're going to want 5+.
Yes.
10 is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So much is going on. But your sweet spot, 6, 7, 8.
Yes. I would agree. Don't expect a full experience at 3 to 4 players.
No. And unfortunately, a lot of times we play, it is at 4 at our house because we have 4 people in our family. And the kids love it. And Angela and I are like, well, you're the werewolf.
Yeah.
Because we know, and it's not her or I.
Yep. It's very tough for them to lie to us.
Yes.
At least at this age.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. But we're coming up into the teens, so hold on tight.
This one, you can get pretty much anywhere. You can walk into Target and get it.
Yeah, this one is a rare one. Not a rare one, but it's one you can get at Target.
You can obviously find it on Amazon.
Yep.
You can find it at most Barnes & Nobles. I don't know about our local game store having this one.
I would say if you can't find it at your local game store, I guarantee they have one of the variants. They have to have something.
Yeah.
And there's even One Night Werewolf Legacy. There's so much going on with this. And this is by Bezier Games. You can get them. You can get it from their website too. And it's around $25, $30. Depending on where you're purchasing from.
Yep.
some people are really into party games. Mm-hmm. We're not. Like, we play them, and we have a handful of them. Obviously, this one. But yeah, if you're playing party games with friends, and you haven't played this one yet, you got to play it.
This is a great one. Yeah, so just be prepared. It can start fights. You just want the right combination of, like, loose enough, but not so loose that...
No one cares.
No one cares.
Yeah.
So you just want, strike a sweet spot.
There you go.
Yeah.
The one night werewolf sweet spot.
Yeah. And what could be better way to prepare for Santa than...
than spooky werewolf games?
Spooky werewolves.
They go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to say about werewolf, one night werewolf?
No, I think a werewolf tip that I would say for this game is it needs to be very quiet in the room, and sometimes, like, not maybe in the room, but, like, it asks you to, like, look at other people's cards. And so something that we do is we started, like, tapping our hands on the table while the nighttime phase was going on.
Yep.
And so, like, if I happen to look at Angela's card and then maybe drop it, she doesn't hear it as readily and be like, oh, someone looked at my card.
Yep.
Just
so we tap on the table. So that means, like, you have to continue tapping even if you're the one, like,
it's kind of annoying, but it does help. Or put on music.
It's just harder to hear what the app's telling you. It's just like, again, you have to find a sweet spot.
There it is. The moral of the story.
And obviously, I don't think we talked about it, but it's a very compact game. So there's no game board.
No, there's like 13 cards. Yep. That's it.
And that's it. Because everyone just gets a roll.
But if you do play it on a full moon, I think everybody is a werewolf.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen.
Interesting.
You guys should tell us if that has happened to you. I was going to jump right into my holiday Christmas question for
you. What do you got?
Now, if you remember yesterday, you stole my question time.
Yeah, I flipped the script.
So I'm going to have you talk about... You had me talk about Red Lobster.
I did.
Can you talk about this tradition in your family with... The talent shows.
The talent show?
Yeah.
I don't know I don't think we're the only people who do this.
No, you're not.
And to be honest, we haven't done it a lot. But we've done it a handful of times, especially when we were kids. And they were some of our funnest cousin memories come from that.
Tell us what it is.
It's just the kids in the family had to do a talent show for everybody when we were growing up. And so I don't even know what I did. I can't remember. I probably played piano or something like that.
Because I was like, team up with your sister?
No, she probably wouldn't let me do that. I'm thinking, because this was like, you know, middle of elementary school, third, fourth grade. Mm-hmm. I probably played piano and did something like that.
Okay.
Maggie, my sister, she probably sang something.
Yeah.
Or maybe I played something and she sang to it. That's a very big possibility.
You've done that before at weddings?
Yeah. And so, again, like, all the cousins went through. One of our cousins just kind of, like, they read a poem, like a Christmas poem.
Okay.
And that was their talent. It wasn't, like, it doesn't have to be a true talent. Like
you can just Miss Universe talent?
You can just go up there and perform something. If it's, like, reading a Bible verse, if that's your thing, or a poem, like we did. But one of my cousins, the brothers, they did a little drummer boy, and it was just, they were like, I don't know, 5 and 4.
Oh, my
gosh. And they were just so funny, because they would say, what did they say? Like, ka rum kung 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 or something like that.
Instead of a rum
kung. And it was just very funny. And we all remember that. And then a few years ago, we did one for our family. We did a puppet show.
Yes, we did.
And Angela read a story, and then the kids and I hid behind the chair with puppets of the characters who happened to just... We just cut out pictures of people in our family.
Yeah, so the heads were the people in our family.
So, like, the three wise men was, like, my uncle, my dad, and my grandpa.
Yeah.
Something like that. So that's what we do. That's what we've done a couple times. And my mom wants to implement it this year.
Yes.
So,
are you already thinking about your talent?
Well, I'm looking around the room and I see my guitars and I'm like, I don't even know any Christmas songs on guitar.
Oh man!
So,
you better get to work.
I know. Did you ever do anything like that? No talent shows? You did the lobster thing.
No, I was the talent in my family.
Oh, whoa. Watch me crack these crab legs, guys.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
I mean, I have half brothers, but they're 14 and 15 years older than me.
I see that.
So I was essentially an only child. So there wasn't really many people to share talents with.
And then the cousins, I think there's like 9 of us. So like there's a bunch of
younger kids that had to go through. Makes total sense. Yeah. All right, guys, tell us. Last time I mentioned you could write into our P.O. box. That was a joke. Please tell us. Get in touch with us on Instagram, or you can go to our website, marriedandbored.com, and fill out the form. We would love to know if you had a family talent show, and also, what was your talent?
Or if you had to do one today.
What would it be? All right, guys. Until next time.
Bye. Listen to the app.